Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 176 for Wednesday, December 6th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform suffered losses on Wednesday after Statistics Canada predicted this year's canola production would hit 21.3 million tons. On the charts, canola was anywhere from $1.50 to $2.50 lower, with the January contract checking in at $508 a ton. That's down $1.70. Today's forecast surprised analysts who had pegged the crop at just over 20 million tons before the report came out. Some said they didn't think the canola crop would be this big because of the dry conditions that hit parts of Saskatchewan and Alberta this summer. Farmers grew 19.6 million tons of canola last year, which was a record at the time. Elsewhere in the market, losses in the U.S. soy complex dragged on prices. However, on the other side, the Canadian dollar was down over half a cent, which made canola more attractive on the international market. Canola is looking a little more affordable now relative to other oil seeds. In the U.S., the soybean market was 4 to 5 cents lower, with the January contract checking in at $9.99 a bushel. The market moved lower in speculative selling. Futures are starting to be slightly overbought, but the front month contracts still have a little room to move around. Some farmers in Brazil are apparently turning to the barter system due to low margins. They give up a portion of their crop to supply companies, who in turn supply them with their input needs. Corn was 1 cent lower, with the March contract at $3.52 a bushel. Commercials were selling supplies while most traders engaged in tight technical trading. Grain Lobby Central hiked its estimate for corn production in Europe to 61 million tons. That's up from the October estimate of 60 million. Demand for livestock feed and ethanol is helping to prop up prices somewhat. And Chicago wheat was 6 to 7 cents lower, with the March contract at $4.25 a bushel. Canada's all wheat crop was estimated to be 30 million tons in today's StatsCan report. That is more than analysts were expecting. Overseas, Europe's wheat crop was estimated to be 142 million tons by Grain Lobby Central. That is up from the previous estimate. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 6th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.